Welcome to morning prayer on Tuesday, the 1st of September. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in with me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with faithfulness, love and compassion, who satisfies you with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom has dominions over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you almighty ones who do his bidding and beckon the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you, his host, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you work of his, in all places of his dominions. And bless the Lord, O my soul. The night has passed and the day lies upon us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of the new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire and love for you, now and forever. Amen. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly presence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrows that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in his darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent, and you will trample under the foot. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honour them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandments, that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. May we pray, let us think about what peace and justice means in our lives, not only for others to think about. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.